You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Did you see Ohtani? He left that game last night pitching with a cracked nail, but he wasn't done hitting. The guy came up and hit a low splitter deep into the left field seats over the wall, his second home run of the night. Not his first, his second. The other one was a bomb to right field. He reached all four times he came to bat and had six and a third of one run ball. And the Angels win again, 4-2 over the White Sox. Those were numbers 27 and 28 in terms of home runs for Ohtani this year. He's dominating baseball. They just picked up Mike Moustakas a few days ago, and he said it's everything as advertised and even more. I'm fortunate enough to see his prep and see what he does in the cage and in here, and it translates every single day out on the field. He also walked and singled. All he does is get on. He allowed only four hits, two walks. He struck out 10. He shut out the White Sox for six innings. He's the sixth guy with 10 strikeouts and two home runs in a game since they moved the mound to the current distance in 1893, joining Greinke, Bumgarner, Rick Wise in 71, Pedro Ramos in 63, Milt Pappas in 61. Ohtani, the first player since 1900 with 10 Ks and 3 hits in multiple games in a single season. He has 5 three-hit games while starting as a pitcher, joining Warren Spahn in 58. Are you kidding me? The only players to attain that many in a single season, plus George Yule in 1923. Ohtani's one for the ages. So they're at the midway point of the season. Ohtani leads the majors in OPS, home runs, RBIs with 64, 15th among 65 qualified pitchers in ERA at 3.02. He's got the third most strikeouts, 127. He has the lowest batting average against. Teams are hitting 180 against this guy. And his 5.7 Fangraphs win above replacement is the stuff of legend. After his second home run, there was 33,000 and change there. They started chanting MVP. Duh. Ohtani said, "It's always a good feeling to hear that. It gives me a lot of motivation to do better." So he had a small crack in the right middle fingernail. It just kept getting worse as the night went on. In the top of the seven with two on and one out and the Angels up 2-0. He talked to his pitching coach and the crack had made it hard for him to throw off speed stuff, and Berger was due up. He'd already thrown 100-plus pitches. He was at 102, and Webb was warming up, and he felt like it was a pretty good idea to come out. Then Nevin pulled him right after that. Ohtani doesn't think it'll affect his next start. That would be Monday at Petco against the Padres. He said, "I feel like I came out of the game before it got too bad, so the plan is to go on as scheduled." He's got 13 home runs in June, tying 5 others, including himself. He did it in 21 for the most in franchise history in any month. His 28 home runs for the year also tied his 21 total for the Angels before the start of July. That's still 4 days away. And it was his fifth game this season with 10 or more strikeouts and one or fewer runs allowed, tying Nolan Ryan, who did it in 77 and 79, for the most before July in Angels franchise history. Moustakas said, it's special. I'm fortunate enough to get to watch it here in a short time I've been here, and I can't wait to see what he does next. It's always fun. Everybody in the stands on the edge of their seat when he comes up or when he's pitching. It's the same in the clubhouse. It's the same in the dugout. You know, something's going to happen anytime he steps in the box or on the mound. It's fun to be a part of it. Now, how about the Giants? Thairo Estrada had a two-run double, scored a run. Alex Wood, three relievers combined on an eight-hitter. And the Giants win in Toronto 3-0 at Rogers for their 13th win in 15 games. How about this? The Giants are 10-0 on the road in June. That's crazy. Wood allowed five-plus innings, five hits, walked none, struck out seven. The guy's a freak. He bounced back after giving up six runs in his previous start, a loss to San Diego. Wood said, we're playing pretty good ball right now, and I feel really good. My stuff was really good. Definitely something to build on. Camilo Duval got the last four outs for his 23rd save and 25 chances. He struck out the side of the ninth of San Francisco's seventh shutout this season. Estrada was 2-for-4. He singled and scored in the fifth, doubled in two runs off of Swanson in the ninth. How about Toronto? They struck out a season high 17 times. They went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They were shut out for the second time this season. They lost 11-0 at Miami last Monday night. Gausman walked one and struck out 12 for the Jays, one shy of matching his career best total. It's the major league leading seventh time in 17 starts that he struck out 10 or more. He leads the American League with 139 strikeouts this season. John Schneider, their manager, said, I thought he was just outstanding. Gausman reached 1,500 career strikeouts when he got Wade Jr. to strike out in the fourth. Gausman's the 21st active pitcher to record at least 1,500 strikeouts. Here's the numbers on Alek Manoah with his disastrous start at the Florida Complex League game yesterday. 11 runs allowed in 2 2/3 innings. That's rookie A-ball. The guy allowed 10 hits, 2 home runs against a lineup of guys that are 17, 18 years old. The guy's an all-star, a Cy Young finalist. He went 1-7 with a 6-plus ERA and 13 starts this year before they sent him down in early June. Logan Webb, who's 7-6 with a 3-1 ERA, going to start for the Giants tonight at Rogers. The problem is the Diamondbacks won't give up their lead in the West. Zach Gallen had it all going. The Diamondbacks ace made it look easy. Last night in the desert, he was doing it all. Corbin Carroll and Christian Walker hit back-to-back homers in a 5-run first inning. Longoria homered against his former team, and Gallen did his thing. Arizona wins 8-4. He said it's just a testament to this clubhouse. Everybody's trying to pick everyone else up. The Rays still have the best record in the big leagues at 54-28, but they've lost 6 of their last 9 games. The D-backs, meanwhile, have won 4 of their last 6. Gallen didn't have the greatest command. He came into the game with a 7-0 record at Chase this season and a 1 ERA, 1 flat in 54 innings. Gallen's one of 3 pitchers with 10 wins so far this season, joining Dirty Harry McClanahan and Clayton Kershaw. Longoria said, he's picked us up all year. It's pretty evident by his home ERA that he hasn't had many struggles here. He recovered, gave up 4 runs on 5 hits over 6 innings. He walked 2, struck out 4. Short night for Bradley for the Rays. He gave up 7 runs, 6 earned over 4 innings. By the way, Merrill Lynch Kelly, the right-hander, put on a 15-day IL with a right calf problem. They'll go at it again tonight. Zach Davies, 1-4 with a 7-8 ERA against the Rays. Zach Eflin, who's been brilliant, 9-3 with a 3-3 ERA. The Dodgers stayed in the chase. Kershaw carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning in Denver, and J.D. Martinez homered twice to reach 300 in his career as the Dodgers rolled the Rockies 5-0 at Coors. Kershaw's 10-4 now. He gave up 1 hit and faced the minimum in six innings, throwing only 79 pitches. Easy work. He struck out two and left with a little bit of discomfort. He said he just didn't feel great overall. The last inning kind of got to me. Obviously, not a lot of pitches. Definitely should have gone deeper in the game. I feel bad about making a bullpen cover three innings. Just needed to come out right there. I'm thinking I'm all right. I think I'll be good for the next start, but I was trying to do the right thing, and I think I did. We'll see tomorrow, but for right now, I don't think it's too serious. Dave Roberts said, we pushed him the last few starts, handful of starts, for me to think that he's going to try to keep going through the seventh just because it's the seventh inning. I wasn't going to do that to him. We were aligned in that. His only no-hitter came in 2014 against Colorado, but that was at Dodger Stadium. He took a perfect game into the eighth against the Angels in July of 22 before he gave up a leadoff double that ended that. Martinez's first home run was a two-run shot in the third off Connor Siebold. He led off the sixth against Brad Hand with his 18th of the season to reach 300 in his career. He said, it's a blessing, honestly, from where I started, my whole story of getting released by Houston and just getting the chance and opportunity with Detroit, believing in me, I never would have guessed it. Remember Hideo Nomo? He threw the only no-hitter at Coors Field back in 96, also pitching for the Dodgers. Robert said that Julio Urias, with his left hammy problem, is projected to return Saturday against the Royals in Kansas City. Tonight, the Dodgers are going to use a bullpen game and face Kyle Freeland, who's 4-8 at Coors. So the bottom line is, in the West, the D-backs still have first by 2.5 games over San Francisco, and the Dodgers are 3 back. The Padres are now 37-42 and 10.5 deep. They're in Pittsburgh right now, and the Rockies are now 31-50 and 17.5 back and finished. By the way, the wild cards, O's, Yankees, Angels in the AL, Marlins, Giants, Dodgers, the ones that are factored in the National League. The Phillies are 3 deep of that. The Jays are a half game deep in the AL.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.